Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right, brutal weekend, obviously. Let me tell you, this segment right now is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL and CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started. This segment, you're going to hear from both head coaches from over the weekend, Nick Sirianni and Rob Thompson, and some of the notable things they said after the games. Let's get to Paul in Downingtown right now. Paul, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Morning show. So, disappointing weekend for sure. For sure. And, you know, say what you will. I'm not going to argue with anything anyone wants to say about coaching, play calling, or anything like that. But my primary concern is, where's the quarterback from the Super Bowl? Where's that guy? I need Jalen Hurts to step up and play 60 minutes of football the way he did in the Super Bowl, because regardless of everything else or anything else, the guy that played in the Super Bowl, if that guy shows up and has those 38 passing opportunities, that guy gets a hell of a lot more than 17 points and 280 yards. So regardless of the whining, regardless of the play calling, regardless of the injuries along the offensive line, I need that guy to step up and play 60 minutes of football.
So, Paul, let me just address that. I kind of split the difference on this one. I think, look, you know, I didn't think he was going to be playing like the Super Bowl with tremendous frequency because he didn't play like it last year with tremendous frequency. Now, I thought he did some good things yesterday. And generally, I thought he passed well. The biggest negative I noticed yesterday, which reminded me of some of his younger years, was leaving the pocket unnecessarily at times. And I don't know.
Pocket presence or something.
And the O-line's been bad.
It has. And it's getting in his mind.
It's getting in his mind. It's been bad.
It is.
That's absolutely what it is.
Yeah, it's getting in his mind.
He's got a rotating, you know, a shift through of guys in front of him that he just doesn't know how to depend on them or whether there's going to be a crease because of them. And so he's getting a little bit antsy.
And I don't want to get too mired in Hurts, but that last drive kind of was the epitome of what I was saying. The unnecessary sack, the check down, you know, over the middle to the running back.
You know what, though, my man? Listen, Paul, the first two plays stunk. Hold on. The first two plays stunk, but he got that ball down to the 3-yard line, essentially.
Yeah, he did.
And I thought that was pretty freaking impressive.
I thought it should have ended with a tush push for a touchdown.
Well, and the ball was in Devontae's hands. I know it's tough, but like at the end of the game, they had a chance to win at the end. Like that ball was right there, that Hail Mary. Like Hail Mary,
Mary throw. But I'm saying that we didn't talk about the Dallas Goedert interference call.
Well, let's get to the refs. So, Paul, give me quickly your Phillies point. I don't want to play this Sirianni audio.
I mean, Rob Thompson sending Robertson out there for the seventh was ridiculous. But that being said, he struck the first batter out, and home plate umpire Nestor Cejas, you know, gave the Dodgers the extra fourth out that brought that guy to the plate in the seventh that hit the home run, Hernandez. And, you know, additionally with the Phillies, two more quick points. Anytime you have Ohtani at the plate who looks more dangerous to himself with the bat, who looks like the uncoordinated kid – you know, at the pinata party. You have to win that game. And I thought all along the Phillies would steal one from the Dodgers because, you know, the Dodgers roster, 1 through 25, whatever you want to say. I still think the Phillies might win this series. I still think that they will. But having the Dodgers steal one from us really hurt. And the last thing I want to say about the fans, a little fan-on-fan crime, there used to be a time when the closer came out for the other team where we weren't sitting on our hands, where we were doing everything I could with our vocal cords, with our energy to give that guy the yips, to make it to where he was so inside his own head that he couldn't throw a strike. And to have that guy come out and have no noise in the bottom of the ninth was really, really disappointing.
Okay, Paul, I didn't notice that.
I actually, for what it's worth, especially after being in that building for the end of the Diamondbacks series, mm-hmm. for the Mets series last year, I thought the crowd was great.
I thought it was pretty solid.
I thought when they went down two runs, like after the Teoscar homer, that crowd stayed in it. They tried to lift them up. Like, they did not get as tight. I expected it to be tighter in that building when they went down than it was. I thought the crowd did the best they could.
I agree with you, James. I agree with that assessment. Let's get to the guided door and window, winner to the weekend. You can buy a, and by the way, the Ohtani chants were tremendous. I don't know that it rattled him, but the chants were very consistent. And I thought that was pretty cool. All right, got a door and window, window to the weekend. Buy a window or door and get the second and half off with 18 months interest-free financing. Call Got a Door and Window at 1-877-GO-GOTTA or visit goguida.com. Well, look, we don't have to reinvent the wheel here. Window to the weekend is what we're talking about, the Phillies and the Eagles. But I want to play some audio for you from both managers or coaches, whatever the heck they're called, to give you some additional context for the weekend. Two other quick weekend points I'll say. The Mark Sanchez situation, a disaster.
Wow.
Okay, that's not good. I mean, my guess is he'll probably lose his job at Fox, but let's find out. Let's follow the bouncing ball. Not good. And the second is Penn State. Not good also. So, you know, both situations.
Temple won.
Congratulations, Rhea. Congratulations, Seltzer. And congratulations,
I can't remember
Temple.
The stack, but let's put it this way. It's very rare that Temple wins on a day Penn State loses. Doesn't happen very often. Yeah.
I would think. All right, let's get to Nick Sirianni. The referees have obviously come up a few times already in our show. Here's what Sirianni said after the game.
I've been around this long enough where, you know, calls, you know, they balance each other out. I know sometimes there's always going to be like, well, we get screwed in this one. I don't think that way. They all balance each other out. You're going to get some that you think you should get. You're going to get some that you're going to get that's going to go against you sometimes as well. So those guys do the best they can do and take a lot of pride in that. I got a lot of respect for the referees and we'll never put anything on that. Again, those things happen in split second situations and then the review, same thing.
It's a fine answer by a coach, A, not looking to get fined and B, not looking to put into his team, A, we lost because of the ref's mentality. But the Goddard thing was egregious.
It's unbelievable.
I mean, he was flat out.
He could not come back to the ball.
No.
He was unable, he was blocked from coming back to the football.
He was.
And it's plain as day. The only reason they didn't call it is because it was so late in the game, and they felt as though it's a pivotal moment. Yes, that's why you must make the proper call, the correct call. It is a pivotal moment. It decides the game. What should have happened is that flag comes out, and the ball is half the distance to the goal line. The ball is on the one.
No, not half the distance. The ball will be on like the three. It's a spot foul, personal foul. I mean, not personal, pass interference. Ball will be on the three.
Okay.
It'd be first and goal from the three.
Push it in. We got one play.
Well, probably not from the three.
We're going to run an RPO. We will score. We will run an RPO that gives us the option to win.
Eagles would have had a great chance to win the game. Would have had a great chance to win the game. That ref flat out blew that moment. There's no question. All right, let's listen to Rob Thompson on David Robertson. So I think people are pretty familiar with it. Robertson finishes the sixth, is brought back out for the seventh. Struggled big time. I actually put the game the most on Robertson. That's my opinion. Now, a lot of people go to Topper. I go to Robertson more. I'm a big fan of the guy. I trust him. I thought he really let him down. Here's something Rob Thompson said after the game.
What went into the decision to bring Robertson back out after getting the one out to finish the sixth, I believe it was?
Well, I wanted to make sure we had a lefty on Ohtani. So if you bring another righty in, he's got to face Ohtani. So that's really what it came down to. Robbie didn't throw that many pitches. I mean, he was good to go.
All right, so what he's talking about there is the three-batter minimum rule, relief pitchers, you know, entering a game. And so he doesn't want to be in a spot there to get with his, you know, caught with his pants down, so to speak. But I stand by using Robertson there. I know a lot of people don't. Again, I want it. The Phillies to navigate. If Ranger's healthy, I want him in the game. If Ranger's not healthy, then I understand. If you don't know, he got hit by the line drive near the very end of the season. I wonder if that's why he's pitching game three instead of game two. I really, really, by the way, really, 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 really wish Ranger was pitching tonight. He's not. I know they say, some say, well, use Lizardo at home. He's better at home, blah, blah, blah. And there's an argument for that. But I look at it this way, man. One pitcher gets the pitch twice as a starter in the series. One gets the pitch once. I'm not saying there's a massive difference between Lizardo and Ranger. There's not a massive difference. But I trust Ranger more. I wish he was going tonight. I wish they had him lined up for game five, particularly since they didn't use him in game one. So a couple different things there. And let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet, kind of like what we were just talking about there, Robertson and Ranger and all that stuff. Armin, they got the new 2025 Chevy Trax. It's in stock now at only $21,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. Poll question, who do you blame the most for the Phillies game one loss? Four choices. Robertson, Strom, Rob Thompson, Phillies hitters. I go Robertson. John, you go? Robertson, Strom, Rob Thompson, Phillies.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hitters.
I'm going to blame Rob Thompson the most.
James, same reason? Same concept that he was saying?
Yeah. And I guess Rob shouldn't have trusted the player the way that he did.
But that's part
of what he does well.
No one wanted Kirkert in this game before the game. Now, I know he pitched a nice eighth inning, but if you said to me, should the objective be to get through this game, Sanchez, Robertson or Strom, Duran, yes. I mean, when I say Robertson or Strom, Robertson and Strom,
yeah.
You know, in whatever sequence you have to use them. And Duran, like, they're the only four guys I really... All right, Rhea, who do you blame the most?
Rob Thompson.
You with James, same, yeah. Just the usage right there?
Don't tell me you're managing for the next game when you had that game to win against Otani. That's huge right
These
there.
These games are
you had
different.
Your whole bullpen.
Yeah. You had
everyone's just had an off day. And another off day after tonight. Like, you could have used anybody.
All hands on deck everything, right? That's what I thought.
Let's listen to his answer about
postseason.
His answer about Ranger. I wish we knew more. I wish we knew more about what's going on. Let's listen to something Rob Thompson said. This was Saturday, because we also have audio today of things he said yesterday. We'll get to that through the show. But Rob Thompson, Saturday after the game on the Ranger thing.
Was there any contemplation to going Ranger, either in the sixth or the seventh?
No.
It's like an A.J. Brown answer.
Well, you know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of last year in game four when he wasn't going to use a starter unless it was like deep into extra innings.
Yeah, Sanchez thing. Remember, we
Correct.
Wanted to use Sanchez in that spot.
And so again, I just wish we knew if Ranger was considered healthy on Saturday or not. We just don't know. He got hit with that line drive. That may be why. I mean, you know, that may be why he's not starting tonight. So But again, it's not like classic relievers. He had a ton of guys to trust. James, I think you trust Banks a little more than me.
I do. I would have started the inning with Strom. Like, yep. I said, Strom's gotten righties out. Like, they've always gone to him for righties. He started for them when he first got here. Like, and he's been so good lately. And man, now the other concerning thing with Strom, though, you know, post, like we've heard since, is the tipping pitches thing.
Yes.
As for if people haven't seen it, Andy Paz on second base is signaling, you can see him signaling the direction that the pitch is going to go. And this is something that the Dodgers did to the Reds against Hunter Green, tipping pitches, that whole thing came out. And that's something this Phillies team, like, that is an avoidable mistake. Like, fix it. Watch every video you got to watch, whatever the hell's going on, like, right now. Like, that is, like, it paramount with the whole staff. Go through the whole, because guess what? The Dodgers are freaking good at this. The Dodgers are good at looking at this guy and being like, see what he's doing with his glove right there? It's going to be outside. Like, that they're doing the work. Block it. Like, do something to prevent that.
He did throw
that's unacceptable, though. Unacceptable.
Yeah, no, when it's your 163rd game, it shouldn't happen. I totally with you. 215-592-9494. The other poll question, I started the show with the Eagles with this point, and I'm curious if you agree or disagree. I know John agrees. Second poll question. Do you think A.J. Brown's tweet affected the Eagles' strategy of passing the ball more than usual? Rhea, gut feeling here, yes or no? Did the tweet affect the game plan?
You know, as Adam Schefter once said, you know, game was lost or won in March. This game was lost Sunday night, last Sunday night, when he set out that tweet. I mean, it's 100. How you call that second half is outrageous with a 17-3 lead.
It's
outrageous.
It's something I don't expect from Sirianni to adjust, because he really, to me, doesn't seem like the adjust to do something he thinks they shouldn't do. Does not seem to be in his wheelhouse, unless he thought the situation was so dire that he's going to, like, lose the player, you know, emotionally, if AJ's just going to continue to just,
well,
you know,
look like he did on,
be in
you
a
know,
bad
I
mood.
Mean, he didn't run on that hard on that one route.
No, he did not. John, what's the theory? What's your theory on that? I mean, my guess is he just doesn't expect the ball to be coming his way. But why would the player slow down, you know, 35, 40 yards down the field for about a second?
Lost the ball, thought it wasn't coming to him.
That's what
I think.
Lost
the ball, thought it wasn't in the air coming his way. Lost the ball, thought at that timing it had to have gone somewhere else. And so just, you know, almost against his own will, he stutter-stepped, hesitated, thinking, oh, it's not, darn it, you know, not coming my way. It is a mistake. It is on him. Yeah. And I do think he could have had a chance to catch the ball.
I agree.
I've heard people say, it doesn't matter. He overthrew him anyway. I don't know that.
I agree with you.
If he's running stride for stride. Remember, Jalen's trying to they've practiced this, I don't know how many times. They're throwing to a spot.
Yeah.
They've practiced throwing to that spot. That's where Jalen threw it. If he's not running full speed, it's going to be off by a little bit.
Yeah, so I'm with you, dude. Let's get to Anthony, New Jersey. Anthony, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, man. Hey, Joe.
Yes, sir.
When Sirianni get on his radio, please ask him that question.
I will.
Please ask him. Ask him all the tough questions, Joe. Please, I'm
begging
you.
I will.
Because at this point in moment, I am tired of A.J. Brown, man. I'm tired of him. Like, this is a cancer in the locker room, man, and he's killing everything, man.
Well, I'll say this, Anthony. I'm very frustrated with him also, but it is easier, big picture, to win with him than win without him. And this is not, in my opinion, time to ship him out time.
And they have won big picture with him, you know?
They have. So I agree with your frustration, but I'm not at that point. I hear some people saying, Anthony, like, let's get rid of him. I would encourage everyone there, let's settle down a little bit. Let's settle down a little bit. Sometimes we got to deal with stuff we don't love. Sometimes the coach has to deal with stuff he doesn't love. Sometimes the quarterback has to deal with stuff he doesn't love. But you don't just run the player off the team.
No, run him off the team. But at this point, Joe, we're not going to have a team.
Nah, it's not. Listen, give Sirianni and the guys in that locker room a little bit more credit that they can hold this thing together. They're 4-1. They went through a brutal stretch in September from a scheduling standpoint. You know, they've won 4 of the first 5 games. They're tied for the best record in the NFL. Like, the sky is not falling.
Are you sure?
I hold on, let me look outside.
Yeah, I was about to ask you that. Are
I think
you
we're
sure?
pretty good.
Well, it's just, Joe, if, I mean, you're the one who'd point out CeeDee Lamb catches those balls.
Yeah, no, I
the Rams game right. was, you know, the Tampa game. They have not strung together a complete game.
No question.
And I mean, they hadn't last year at this point either, for
yeah,
what it's worth.
Okay.
You know,
they
like,
actually
we,
do they, this.
They caught was the Browns game when we all wanted to fire Sirianni, and that was after a bye. It's actually a week further into the year, so to speak.
Yep.
It's still okay.
Hey, not going back to the 2023 season, but this feels just like it. It feels just like it. We 4-1, we streaming along wins by the shin and our chinny hairs. And AJ's in the locker room. Oh, I want the ball, but we went in. The next week, Nick Sirianni changed the whole game plan. The whole game plan. There's no reason why we're up 17-3. Yeah. And Saquon Barkley gets six.
Well,
Harry,
Anthony, that's what makes it more egregious, because they had that 17-3 lead. I'd have to look it up, but probably for a good 20 minutes. Like, it wasn't like they were up 17-3 for 3 minutes.
It was 13 minutes left in the third quarter.
Yeah, they scored right away. Scored right away to start the second half.
By the way, Saquon said that Jalen drew up that play.
He did.
The wheel route play.
The wheel route, which was a beautiful play.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.